010 Shimon Sam. How are we up to 010? How did that happen? I don't know. Shimon Samach Tess. Shimon Samach Tess. Samach Tess. The Mishnah Berurah has a Hakdama of Shimon Samach Tess. Inyan Prisa Shema, Komos Mekomos Yesh. It's a Lashon HaMishnah, the Megillah. Ein Parsam Al Shema, Apochus Me'asara. The Mechaber Paskins, the way Rashi learns, the way the Ran learns. And Mishmur gives a slight Hakdama. Yesh Mekomos, I mean, the Poshup Shad in Rashi is Pras is a Lashon Hef. And Parisim al Shema means you say half of the Birchas Kriya Shema, which means you basically say the Baruch Hu, and the first Baruch of Yotzer Or. And why, what do you mean you say it? 10 people who have davened already, presumably, but they davened the Yechidus, they missed Baruch Hu, they missed Kedusha. So they come together for the purpose, there's a concept of coming together for the purpose of hearing Baruch Hu and Kedusha. So they come together and they say Baruch Hu, and then they say the Kedusha that's in Yosef HaMa'oros. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. According to the Ram in Megillah, they also could have a Chazaras Hashatz, in which they'll hear Kedusha again of Shmona Esrei. But that's what we'll be learning about. But that's the idea of Parson Al Shema. Inyan Prisa Shema Mekomos Mekomos Yesh. Exactly how they do it, we have like what we have reminiscent of it is what they say Baruch Hu after davening. That's for the people that missed. So you say a Baruch Hu. We don't say the Bracha. We'll see why, the Mishnah Berurah, all the technicalities. But that's what we have like something reminiscent of personal Shema is the Baruch Hu we say after davening. That's the idea.
Must have the weekday morning in Breuer's.
Yeah,
they did something more than that. I don't know. They mean they said more, but they did some kind of personal Shema.
They might have said Psukim and a Kaddish also. Okay. Yesh Mekomo Shenogin Shaparsan Al Shema, and then the Mishnah Berurah throws in parenthetically, Prisa Shema Nikra, Amiris Baruch Hu, Shana Omrim, Mishnah Lana Sakrim Ovala Beis HaKnes, Zachar Gemar Siyam Tfilis Yud Ches Balakas. They come late to Shul. The Yesh Mekomo Shenogin Shaparas Hashatz Al Shema, Mishnah Hamas Akhrin Akhir Kaddish Basra.
I think it's Bishul Masakrin. When do they do it? Acher Kaddish Basra.
That's why there's a comma after Masakrin.
Oh, you have a comma?
I have a comma.
Oh, okay. So you mean when they do it? That's the Shiloh. Okay. Bayan Leil B'Simon Nandala B'Mogan Avram Shematzuch Leilu Hanogin Acher Kaddish Basra Loma Metchilas Ksas Psukim. If they want to say Kaddish also, that's for the Kaddish, you have to say some Psukim. Not Baruch Hu necessarily, but the Kaddish. Finally, comments in the Kufla Medinu Beis Yosef, the Menhogam Hu, their minig was, Da'afi Mirish Voi Bo'odim Lebeis HaKnesses Achar Baruch Hu, even if no one showed up, this is what we do now, even if no one showed up late, Avu Bikenei Medaktik and Betach, and they say Baruch Hu after davening. That's what we do, by Meirik, by Shachris, that's what we do. Except for Shabbos and Yontif. That's also what we do. We don't do it Shabbos, we don't do it Yontif. Because there is a presumption for some reason that people didn't come late. There's a longer psukkah to Zimra. People came on time.
They heard it during the Feast of Torah.
That's not the reason, though.
No.
I mean, that's not.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Mondays and Thursdays is a different minhagim about. Ashkenaz and Sfar have different minhagim. Nusach Ashkenaz and Sfar. Yedisa Shab. Umikamakom. Even if no one came, so you're not doing it for any particular person. But the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Yesh Linov, not to say Barchu, unless someone came and missed Barchu. Veloshoma Klau Ba'osa Yom, and didn't hear a Barchu that day.
Barchu the whole day.
Omar Yotzeror, even if he davened, he said the first Baruch of Kriyashma, but he missed Baruch Hu. You still say Baruch Hu for him, even though Shalom Yismoch Aleha Yotzeror. And some sheet is hold, this is what he's alluding to, that you can't say Baruch Hu and Baruch if you're not saying a Bracha. Teretz says no, they hold that in itself is enough to say Baruch Hu, and to answer Baruch Hashem Am Baruch Leolam Voed, that's enough. You don't have to make another technical Bracha. He's heard of Baruch Hu, but now he's davening the Yechidus. If it's the place, if he got up to the place in davening where it's up to Baruch Hu, so then even if he heard a Baruch Hu, and even if there's 10 people that heard Baruch Hu's, so the Mishnah Berurah described like this. He says, the idea is someone that missed Baruch Hu. We'll talk about Baruch Hu now. Someone missed Baruch Hu. So he says, first of all, there are places that do it even if no one specifically missed Baruch Hu, but it became part of the davening. You say Baruch Hu after davening in case someone missed. Mishnah Berurah says, you know, it's better not to do that, but don't make a fuss about it. If they do it, they do it. There to show the minigus to do it, right? Okay. Then he says there's two scenarios in which you do it. One is if someone didn't hear Baruch Hu, and one if it's the right place of davening where you say Baruch Hu, and he's about to say Yom Tzoror. In that case, he could have it done even if he heard a Baruch Hu before davening. People hurt.
Oh, but he wants to get one.
He wants to get one in the right place. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Either he missed Baruch Hu totally, and he wants to hear a Baruch Hu, or he's up to the place of Baruch Hu in davening.
So you're just having Yechidus. Everybody davening here. You can stand up before Yotzer and say Baruch Hu.
You're up to Yotzer. Yeah.
I mean,
if you heard Baruch Hu, you can do it.
Okay.
If you didn't hear Baruch Hu, you could stand do it. In America, in the minyan, I daven in Meyer every night, and I night kollel. So they did not say Baruch Hu as a matter of course after Ma'ariv, but if someone came in late and missed Baruch Hu, so he'd give a patch after Kaddish and he'd say Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. That's Baruch Hu Shema. That's after Kaddish Basra. That's after davening because he missed Baruch Hu. If it's in the if he came late and he's davening and he's up to where you say Baruch Hu, let's say by Shachris after Pesukim Tzivri after Yishtabach. And even if he heard a Baruch Hu, when he ran in, he heard a Baruch Hu from a different minyan, whatever. And everybody in the shul heard Baruch Hu, he could say a Baruch Hu.
And what about the Ma'ariv Yechidus?
That's what...
Before Ma'ariv.
Yeah.
What about the Chatzin Kaddish before Baruch Hu?
That's if you say some Tzukim, you're talking about the guy that said Tzukim Tzimmer, he could also say. But if you don't have either of these two factors, he heard Baruch Hu already. Or he heard from people that had an aliyah, Baruch Hu, and he's not holding by Yotzer Or, so he can't say it.
That allowed to just say a Baruch Hu.
So what did we learn in this Mishnah Berurah and the Hagdama before we come? He's really telling us the bottom line before we learn the technicality. It's a little strange in Mishnah Berurah to do that.
The way he's finishing off, it's not that he doesn't like the minhag to just say.
No.
You got to have a reason to say.
No, he doesn't like the minhag to do it. Stamos.
I mean, to just say. It sounds like he's supposed to have a reason.
So again. The definition of Parz Al Shema the Mishnah Berurah is going with, and we'll see in the Machaber more and in those Mishnah Berurahs. But he says, Lamaisa, bottom line nowadays, Parz Al Shema is going to be called Baruch Hu. Another fancy word for Baruch Hu. People come late, they miss Baruch Hu, they didn't hear Baruch Hu. That's one scenario. The more common minig nowadays, even though the Mishnah Berurah brings down two minhagim, is to say it after davening. They say Baruch Hu. If they want to say a Kaddish also, they have to say some psukim first, that we know. The two scenarios, okay, then he says the minig is to say it, even if you don't know of anyone that came late, you're not so happy about it, but okay, Shabbos and Yontem, that's not done. Then he says the two scenarios in which a guy can do it. If there's no general minig to do it, so then there's two scenarios. The guy that hasn't heard Baruch Hu yet, and the guy that's up to there in davening, give a patch and say Baruch Hu. But if he heard already a Baruch Hu and he's on up to there, there's no Paras al Shema. Okay. And that's, so what do we have that's the Lamais of this? And there it's Israel, they talk to say Baruch Hu after Shachris and after Ma'ariv. They say Baruch Hu, even though they don't know that someone came late and someone missed. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't.
Friday night.
And people say Baruch. I don't know. I guess people. I don't know.
After they say Ms. Mildred.
And I remember from America, people that came late said Baruch. Well, I don't think I've ever seen. You see this by Kedusha, and we'll learn about Kedusha. That when they're up to there in davening, they give a clap and they say Kedusha, and they say the first three prophets. Say Ahiche Kedusha.
Yeah, I see people do that.
You see, we're going to learn about that. Let's,
it's in the books.
It's going to be in the sermon. We're going to learn about that. But in America, what I had was even Minyanim that did not have this minig, but a guy that missed Baruch Hu said Baruch Hu after davening. So that's all Poyos al Shema. Okay, let's learn the Mechaber now, the Din. He's going with Rashi and the Ram in a Mishnah Megill. Yesh Bnei Odom, Shespalu L'Kolecha B'Fnei Atzmo B'Yachid. Everybody daven, but they daven B'Yachidus, V'Lo Shobo L'O Kaddish V'Lo Kedusha. Oymed Echad Mehem, the Oymed Kaddish, probably with Sokim. Yeah, I think the Mishnah Rav will speak that out. U'Barcho, we brought him Yishayin of the Yitzhar, even though they said it already, because they're going to be saying Kedusha. The Shabur, oh, okay. There's two reasons to do it. One is out to Kedusha Shabbat, and one is that there's a sheet I told you, once you answer Baruch Hu, you have to say a bracha. So you say the bracha of Yitzhar. Hello, Yosef. And that's it. So Kaddish bracha and Baruch Hu, Kaddish bracha and the first bracha, the Shabur says the first bracha is out. You said Baruch Hu, you have to make a bracha. Because we don't treat. I think two reasons. First of all, we owe Baruch Hu's enough. It's enough to be in to Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu and Baruch. You don't have to go make another bracha. Either Kedusha. Oh, remember we had a machlokes if you could even say it be a chiddush, the kedusha of Yetzirah. So we passed in you could, which means it's not a real kedusha. So you're not going to say it out the kedusha shabbo, because we passed in it's not a real kedusha. It's just a description of what the malachim do. I go back to my novel on the kubichas Yetzirah. I'm in kaddish ubarchu. Hang on in after bunkers and ubarchu. I'm on fire. So just for Baruch Hu, they didn't care so much. We do do it. But they didn't do it. I'm not saying not to do it just because of Baruch Hu. In this expired, there is a Kaddish before Baruch Hu. That's like just a minute. It's not a Chiyuv Kaddish. It's not a Takona. It's just a minute that they on it. Okay, let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. So, the case in the Mechaber is everybody davening. So, that's not Hakdam and Mishnah Berurah. Hakdam and Mishnah Berurah was someone that didn't daven yet. He didn't hear Baruch Hu. He didn't daven yet. He's coming to daven now. Here we have a case, everybody daven, but they daven the Yechidus. Our advised B'simen Reish Mem Aleph, Kehle Dalet, Polagol Zeh, Gizel Lashono, Nispalu Ba'al Sora, Kolecho B'Yechidi, if everybody had davened already, Porach Minayu Kaddish and Kedusha. They don't have a Chiyad anymore to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. And Yitzush tells the Din by Birchus HaMazim, where there's three people that ate together, and they benched without saying Berchas HaZimun, so they can't go be Mezamen now. The Loshon HaGemara is Parach Mimen, flew away. The Chiyuv Zimun flew away. So even though they afterwards came together as 10, so here too, even though they came together as 10, as 3 there, so here too, even if afterwards they came together as 10, any Mechayim Machzor was followed by Kaddish and Kedusha. Im Chazur Vispalalu Havi Bracha Lebat Tola. Baruch Hu also, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
obvious that
the way
we
The Tzushtel is a Pella. You have to understand the Tzushtel. By Zimun, the Heft of Zimun is to say, let's prepare the bench. But once they bench without Zimun, say a sorrow, Parach Zimun Minayim. What are you going to be Mazaman for? You bench it. Here, Kaddish and Kedusha certainly not yet. Maybe, Baruch Hu, maybe. But Kaddish and Kedusha are things that you answer Al Zdovish and Kedusha. So what's Shaykh to say once you daven Parach Minayu, Kaddish and Kedusha? Why should it be Parea? It's not Zachil. What?
Because Kedusha is a function of Chazaras HaShatz, of only David to the Minyan.
Rei Dach Mezogim, like the Radvaz, that's what we have to say the Radvaz holds. Vuvu Dvorah Bekitzim, Vuvu Abram, Vuvu Zeh, Vuvu Gibarim, Vuvu Chayodim, Vuvu Dvorah La'alof. Which cuts out Poyros Al Shema if you daven from Esrei in the Mechavu's case where everyone davened already. What about Baruch Hu's Mashma Baruch Hu also now? We choose the Ramah B'Simim and Peidalu from there for Chaim B'Din and Baruch Hu is Gimel Mashma the Poyos Akar Shul Chonorach. Okay, we choose from Poyos Akar Shul Chonorach Chaim from Yud Zayin because of the Chayin Amad Zvar Kar Advaz not to do it anymore. Okay, Gamar Advaz and Yeshekel Men Shaloyos follow Adayin Yochol Lifras Al Shema B'Gam Leivid Lefnei HaTeva. As we'll see soon in the Mechavit again about davening Chazaras HaShatz. Achlo yuspal with the tefillah tefillah b'lachash, like yuspal take a tefillah b'kol rom. B'chaygad no l'shayich barachay was tefillah minaya baby shalatsma yoyimer. He was believing in Kedusha. Kach kosav b'chum giborim to mekub chavdala. B'od and dechum b'esim shkwa yotsu yochol lifas al shmav leir l'fei ateidah b'shvilay. B'chay tziyah. So if there's one, you could for sure do it. Blame the Kaddish, I ain't layable some in the Dalai, they have to say some Sukkim first. And Yetzer Or, after the Zmanenu Kolon of Bekiyim, they talk Lavarach, the Bishop of Lavarach, the Tzion, the Bracha. The Koshkin, the Fimad Dari, the Machaber, the Shekhar Birchu Kolon, they all said the Bracha already. Because you just said Baruch Hu and Baruch, I can't Baruch on the board. You have to make sure there's a Baruch on him. Join them, she Baruch, and Echon them, she Baruch. Chacham Yitzor, who will call Rob. Lachem Shoymin, the Shemea Kainim. That's just not like this. You have to say the first Baruch on that. The Shmuel says the Midrash nowadays is not to say the Brachas Yitzhar at all. Shmuel on the Chivit Shoyin and Baruch Hashem and Baruch Yolam Boaz tooling Mitzvah and Kaifer meaning that the Brachas Yitzhar. That's enough.
It wasn't enough at one time and now it is enough.
What?
It's not near it.
Once you have,
it's not near it.
No, it's a machlokes. No, Sphira law. Thinking developed that way. Nothing new.
What is the midi da'avi abirchas
haTorah? What?
What is midi da'avi abirchas haTorah?
That is, you say Baruch Hu.
It's a Baruch Hu abirchas haTorah.
But you don't. But I guess he's not being mostly you in that Baruch. So you're answering, you're responding to a Baruch, but you're not making a Baruch.
Well, nobody says the Yotzer here either. Except for the.
He's going before the Baruch. He's going when you do say Yotzer.
One guy says it. Even what? Then, only one guy says it. Even when they said it, only one guy said it.
Yeah, so what?
So it's just like Birkas HaTorah. You hear the big mics in them with the Yetzer.
I don't understand what you're saying. Are you asking me questions?
Yeah, I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question. If the Nira Kakai Priz, you should say a bracha after you say Baruch Hashem, after you heard a bracha. So,
and that's why you say Yetzirah.
So, but who says the Yetzirah? Everybody?
One person for everybody. We're here for call.
So why is it different than Birkas HaTorah? One guy says Birkas HaTorah.
I guess that's not on behalf of everyone. That's why. Okay, let's stop here.